As I look through my fingers at that kind of bowl shape that my hands are making, with, I guess at this moment, really, just my wrists are pressed together. As I look, my fingers kind of curve in more and more. And my fingers are kind of curving down toward my palm, and maybe yours can too. Maybe what you realize is that as you see your fingers curve down, gently and easily, that at some point in time, as your fingers curve down, your eyes can feel a little bit heavier until it gets to the point where your fingers have curved enough and your eyes are heavy enough that they don't really want to move. So it's easy for you to just find yourself letting your eyes close completely and letting yourself drop deeply and easily into trance. As that happens, go ahead and allow your fingers, your arms, your hands to just gently drop down onto your table or onto your lap or wherever it is that they happen to be. Do it gently and nicely. Be kind to yourself. And as you find yourself dropping down more and more and more deeply, allow your unconscious mind to just feel how nice that is. As you drop more easily and more effortlessly into trance, to let yourself go. If you still need time to stare through your hands and watch your fingers curl down, and let your eyes get heavy, you can let that happen. Take as much time as you need to drop as deeply into trance as you need to. And as your brain does that, and as you find yourself in that state of trance, just give in to that. Notice how good it feels. You don't need to pay attention to anything else right now. The sounds of my voice can simply be there as a little background. And as those are there, just as a little background, perhaps the thoughts that are in your head or any sounds you happen to hear other than my voice can simply take you deeper, can simply be there and then they're gone and then you're deeper than you were. Go ahead and let that happen. Sink and drop and surrender and just let that happen until we get to a point where you are so wonderfully deeply in trance that your unconscious mind knows that whatever it is that your conscious self is doing or hearing, your conscious self may hear the sound of my voice or other things around you, or you may find yourself hearing your own thoughts. But whatever it is, let those pop up and drop down, drop you down more deeply on that conscious level and allow your unconscious to simply pay attention to my words. There are things that we find ourselves having to do every day, and we may or may not always want to do the things that we have to do for a variety of reasons. The reasons themselves are sort of unimportant, but getting ourselves to a point where the things that we must do become easy and effortless for us is really important. We know that when there are things that we want to do, that we find a way to make them happen. So how do we manage to put things that we have to do in that category of things that we're going to find ourselves doing, to find ourselves in that state of really wanting, at least on some level, to get those things done? So I'd like you to find yourself just thinking about one thing that you find yourself hating to do, not really wanting to do, always finding something else to do instead of that one thing. For me, that one thing happens to be editing audios, because I'm really terrible at it, for one. And for another, because it takes me a very long time. Maybe it's because I don't really know the tools. Maybe it's because I don't really know what I'm doing. But I don't like to do it. So it takes me a long time to get to the point where I will do it. So while you find yourself in that state of finding things that you, just that one thing that you don't really want to do, but you kind of have to do. I'd like your unconscious mind right now to give you a signal once it has assigned a part of you to do that thing, whatever it is. Whatever kind of signal you get, it might be a physical thing, it might be a, I've done it, you know, voice kind of in your head thing. It might be a yes. It might just be a twinge somewhere or a feeling somewhere else, an itch, sensation. So when you found yourself with this thing that you don't really want to do, that you have to do, and you've gotten a part of your body, part of your mind, to say, yes, I've assigned myself to this thing. Let's go and give that part of you that's going to do this thing every bit of resource and encouragement it needs to make it happen. So first of all, I'm going to ask if there are any other parts inside you who would be willing to be cheerleaders for that part. They should probably give you a totally different feeling than what you've had before from the first one. And these cheerleader parts, should be excited. They should be happy. They don't have to do the thing. All they're going to do is encourage you to do a thing with words that you know, consciously, unconsciously, are going to make you want to do it. And they could be like, oh, we've got this. This is easier than you think. Oh, let's just get this through today, and then everything else that's there we can do. But also, let's have one of those cheerleader parts just allow you to sort of not notice the passage of time while you do it. So what that means is that you can do a thing, and because you're not really paying any attention to the clock, you can find that when you do this thing, it doesn't feel like any time at all has passed. Sometimes when we find ourselves needing to do a thing, we're like, oh, it's going to take forever. We don't want to take forever. So we've already psyched ourselves out. So this cheerleader part can allow you to feel like no time has passed at all when you do it. Like, oh, you just went in and got it done. In addition to the parts that are going to be there, letting you know how easy it's going to be and how much you've got this, and how good you're going to feel when you're done. Let's make sure that all of the parts add in something about how good you're going to feel when you get done. By the way, if you've never done this kind of parts work, just do your very best to allow these things to happen and to notice what happens when I or when you ask for a yes signal or for a part to talk up, to speak up, to let you know that something is going to be done. So you've got a part that's going to be responsible for getting it done. You've got a cheerleader part. You've got a cheerleader timekeeper who's going to make sure that it feels like no time at all has passed. Now what else do you need? Your brain knows that there might be something else that you need to encourage you to get a thing done. If it's something that I don't mention, you can create your own part that loves to make sure that this thing gets done in whatever way there is. And maybe it's just a part that muffles any of those negative voices that you might get inside your head when you go to do a thing. So instead of saying or hearing myself say, I don't like to do this, I don't hear anything at all. So when I don't hear anything at all in the negative way, my brain can more easily go, oh, I need to do a thing. And then it hears the cheerleaders going, yeah, you've got this. You can do this. Go ahead and do this. It'll be fine. It'll be fun. It'll be easy. Now, whether or not what those cheerleaders are saying is true or not, when you find that the cheerleaders say it, you can believe a little bit more. And because you can believe what they're saying a little bit more every time they do it, you can find yourself in that state of realizing that they speak the truth. So when they say something, it becomes a little bit more true than it was the moment before. So it becomes a little bit more fun. It becomes a little bit easier. It might be sort of along the lines of, I know how to do a thing, and I never really enjoyed it, but because I am focused on doing it right now, and it doesn't feel like any time is passing, so it doesn't feel like it's taking me forever, I'm just learning that there are new and easy ways that I can do a thing that make it really simple. As though your unconscious mind is just building systems that make each part of what you have to do really effortless, broken down into tiny bits, really easy to grasp, really easy to do, not that big a deal at all. In fact, maybe there's a part of you that knows that not that big a deal at all is kind of all you needed to get going. Sometimes, when we find ourselves in that state of worrying about a thing, of being productive about a thing, we're so focused on so many other millions of things. But with this, we can allow ourselves to know that we're just going to focus on the one. So let's make sure that there's a part of you that's going to make sure that you want to do this, that's going to take charge of doing this. Let's give that part as much focus as it needs from wherever in your body produces that focus, so that you can find yourself easily able to go, oh, I've got a thing to do. Oh, do I have all the stuff I need to do it? I'm going to gather all the stuff I need to do it. Oh, I need X amount of time to do it, but I don't have to worry about the time because I will always work within the time I have. And then to just settle down and to realize that that part can block everything else out. Everything else in that moment can simply be unimportant. The thing that you find yourself needing to get done, you can focus on it because it becomes the most important thing for you until it's done. Now, I don't know specifically what else your unconscious mind needs to do to make those things happen, but the moment each and every one of those things falls into place, a part that agrees to get it done, cheerleading parts that give you positive messages when you're doing it and when you're starting to do it, a part of you that changes time so that it feels like however long it took to do it wasn't very long at all. Parts that allowed you to focus just on that, to not worry about anything else, and to allow you to be more and more productive. Hold on to how good all of these things are. And let's make sure that when you find yourself having done a thing, that every single part that helped get some kind of reward that you really wanted or needed. Now, whether that is some kind of chemical rush from your unconscious mind, from your brain just being released, it needs to be the sort of thing that allows you to go, oh, I'm going to keep doing this. It feels so good, I'm going to keep doing this. As opposed to whatever you built inside you before that basically said, this kind of sucks, I don't want to do it again. From now on, all those parts get the idea that it feels so good that whenever you need to do that again, they're going to be right there helping you make that happen. So allow your unconscious mind to hold on to that, to think about how fascinating it is that when there's a thing you need to get done, that you can find yourself being productive, because no matter what the thing is, no matter if you have a part for each thing, or maybe that one part that said, I'm going to do that thing that you thought about at the beginning, notice that that part feels really great about doing this, and then it can just either clone itself for all the other things you have to do that in the past you haven't really enjoyed doing, or it can just be there for all the new things that you need to get done. That part could really get strong, saying, that's okay, I'm the part of you that is going to take charge, I'm going to latch onto the thing that you need to do, I'm going to rally all these other troops around us, and we are going to get a thing done. Not only are we going to get a thing done, we're going to feel really good when we've done it. Now, when you're finished doing a thing, I feel like it's always important to examine your work. And when you find yourself examining your work, one more thing is really important. There is no failure, there's only feedback. Whatever kind of job you do, especially if it's something new, you can notice that every time you can get a little better at it, you can get a little faster at it, because you can give yourself feedback, that's like a critique, but it's not necessarily critical, on what you did and what could have been better. And as you realize that you can do a thing better and better and better, any of those other parts that were noisy about not being able to do a thing can simply be more quiet, simply be more silent, simply part of the learning process that you find yourself getting better and better at doing a thing until at some point in time, like tying your shoes, it can become a thing that you don't need to worry about. Now, there are many ways to tie shoes, and I am good at one of those, but I could be better at tying my shoe, which would require some attention. You may discover that you're putting a little bit more attention into things that you need to find yourself focused on, that you need to find yourself productive at. But your brain can quickly learn that anything you found yourself stuck on can be the sort of thing that your unconscious mind goes over at night while you sleep, until your brain is pretty sure that, much like tying a shoe, that thing you can do really well, well enough, without having to look at it, without having to think about it, whatever is safest and appropriate for that particular action that you need to get done. That could be something like brushing your teeth or doing your laundry or finishing your homework or schoolwork, whatever it happens to be. Notice that your brain just can make these things happen more easily and more effortlessly than ever before. And because I happen to like that gold dust metaphor, let's pick a different color this time. Let's pick a whatever. Imagine a really lovely blue. Blue is a nice calming color, right? So when we have to do a thing, sometimes we might get agitated, but this lovely blue sparkly glitter can do a couple things. And the first thing that it can do, before I blow it into your brains, it can allow you to be calm about the job at hand. No panic, no stress, just easy, effortless calm. And the other thing this can do is sort of lubricate all of the things that need to get done as part of this. Any part of you, any stuff that you need, you can discover that this sort of makes it easier to make happen. As though this removes any of the obstacles that you might have placed inside you to do a thing so that you can simply get it done right now. Maybe you can feel that shiny, sparkly blue just kind of settling down over your body and in your mind, doing what it needs to, making everything easier, calming you down, letting everything feel great. So hold on to that idea that if there's anything else that you need to find yourself productive with, your brain can sort of just assign the same process to you and to it so that you always have internal cheerleaders to do a thing, to make it easy, to silence negative voices, to not worry about the time, because you can get whatever you need to get done. To make things easier, there's that blue. To make things calmer, there's that blue too. And of course, there's you and your abilities growing more and more able every single time. And if your unconscious mind says, well, we need some resources to do this, you can realize that every time you do a thing and you examine it when you're done and you give yourself feedback about it, new resources for things that you need to do this job better can just sort of automatically appear. Your brain says, we need this, and it just sends it to that. You have the skills that you need to get whatever it is that you want to get done, done. Allow your brain to make that happen like that. So hold on to all of this. Find yourself feeling better and better. On the count of 8, find your eyes opening up, and on the count of 10, notice how good you feel as you find yourself back here with all of us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, eyes opening, 9, and 10, all the way back.